Six Nations Development Corporation detailed the funding amounts that local Six Nations organizations have received from the Six Nations Economic Development Trust at their 2023 annual general meeting that took place on May 24th. The Development Corporation said that in 2022, the Six Nations Economic Development Trust distributed over $2.4 million into the Six Nations community. Elena Vinevery, a member of the board of directors for Six Nations Development Corporation, detailed which local organizations received funding from the Economic Development Trust.
For 2022, the grassroots stream, we had Two Row on the Grand, who received $2,500. And if you guys are not familiar with Two Row on the Grand, wonderful project, wonderful grassroots project that's grown significantly, I think, with the help of the Economic Development Trust over the years. And they used to request like the maximum amount of funding. And as you can see here, grassroots can get up to $15,000. And the amount that they've requested over time has decreased because they're sustaining themselves. The next one is Jamison Elementary Home and School Association, who received $15,000, and that was for an outdoor space, so they redid their basketball court. In the general stream, we had Woodland Cultural Center, and that was for $68,683.60. What they did was a cycle of ceremonies workshops, and they also recorded those. And I believe those are in their library, and I believe that anybody can access them. So that was funded by community dollars. So if you're interested in any of that, please contact Woodland Cultural Center. Guyana State received $203,900, and that was for a conservancy project. They intend to build and have built the capacity to maintain and sustain their natural assets. So proactive planning for climate adaptation, and they enhanced their seed bank, some new software, and they also provided 500 native plant kits to community members. Gunukwashaw was $280,350, and what that money did was build an admin wing. So their services were being so utilized that they needed extra space. And so that built five new small offices. So they were having to provide services and their office space right next to their office space. So this is providing extra privacy for people that are using those services. Six Nations Language Commission received $300,000, and that was for language instructors. And Six Nations Housing, that was funding to help build a five-unit townhouse, which we were really excited about, and a couple of the trustees and myself attended the groundbreaking ceremony. It was delayed because of COVID for a time, but we were still able to give them their funding, even though there was a delay, and that townhouse is well underway and potentially even housing people at this point. And that's all the projects for 2022.
Matt Jamison, Six Nations Development Corporation CEO, also said that a 15-year funding agreement was reached between Six Nations Development Corporation with Six Nations Elected Council. Jamison detailed the agreement, which will allow funds from the Economic Development Trust to continue to be used in infrastructure projects and to fund grassroots projects within the Six Nations community.
So we've solidified the relationship between the DevCorp and the council for the next 15 years. And what it does is it provides clarity on how the surplus profits that we generate every year will be utilized. Half of those funds will be retained for the DevCorp to invest and grow towards that billion-dollar portfolio. 40% of that surplus will be transferred to the council for use of infrastructure-related activities. And 10% will be retained by the trust to continue to touch those grassroots projects that are important, like the Two Row project and other things that we're doing for schools.
Jamison says he is confident the Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corporation will continue to meet its community obligations and spoke on the impact that the Economic Development Trust has had on Six Nations.
Despite all of the dilemmas we went through over the last number of years, we were able to maintain a minimum $5 million of liquidity as a company. And for a person like me and our finance people, that adds a lot of comfort knowing that you've got money, $5 million of cash available come a rainy day. We are very well capitalized as a company. I have no concerns of our ability to meet our obligations well into the future. In fact, I'm very confident that we're going to have a tremendous run now that we're emerging from COVID. And then, and lastly, from looking back as a highlight, I always reflect on how we touched the community through the Economic Development Trust transfers. And since we've launched the Development Corporation, we put almost $22 million back into the community. Hard, real dollars. Those are hard, real dollars that weren't funded by the federal government, that we didn't have to wait for transfer payments. These were the results of the investments that we made, and we bought things like fire trucks, equipment for the police, housing, water lines. That's how I think the future is going to hold. And if we can be successful in our Prosperity 100 goal, we can meeting our own future, not having to wait, break the hands of dependency. And that's really the role I think we need to play as a DevCorp for the community.
During the May 24th meeting, the company also disclosed their 2022 financial statements and provided a year in review, as well as touching on future projects that they'll be working on.